HSCW Wrestling went through some tough tests this season and rose to the challenge. The Vikings featured Kaden Baxter, who advanced his way to a sixth place finish for the Vikings. While Baxter wanted to be within the top four, to earn six in the Iowa State Wrestling Tournament is a big achievement in itself.
You know, obviously it's not what he wanted, especially after making semis. You know, it's never something to look down on, a sixth place finish at the high school state tournament. That's pretty impressive. But with him, I think it gave him a lot of confidence and belief in himself that he can get even higher on that podium next year. So, you know, look forward to him working hard in the off season and continuing to improve.
Despite not making the stand for AHSTW, Henry Lund was a state qualifier and made it to the consolation rounds after falling in his first match overall. Lund was not able to get Don Bosco's Kyler Salas down to the mats.
Honestly, I believe that Henry probably should have been on the stand. You know, he was winning his first match and just stopped wrestling for a couple seconds. And that couple seconds, in his own words, brain fart was the difference in the match. You know, he got reversed and got back points against him to lose the match there. So he was winning, and, you know, just that lapse in judgment or whatever it was on his part cost him that match. But I mean, you know, it just shows that he's way better than what the record shows that he did there. He was in the match and just wasn't able to get a takedown.
There's been a great amount of improvement from AHSCW from November to February. Head coach Evan Hansen looks ahead for the Vikings, both on and off the mats this offseason, for drastic improvements.
I mean, we got a lot of work to do. You know, I think we improved a lot this year. But we still have a long ways to go. And that's on and off the mat there. We got to get our grades up, got to work harder on the mat, and got to be willing to learn, got to be coachable. So, you know, if we can do those things, good things will happen.
The future is bright for AHSCW Wrestling, especially when advancing two wrestlers to the state tournament in Des Moines. Their success helps to give those who didn't make the tournament a target for what they're looking to aim for next season.
I mean, it's always good to have a couple of qualifiers and a place winner. You know, those junior high kids and those little kids, they look at that and just think to themselves that they want to do that. And so it's a good reminder for those little kids that they have something to work forward to. And, you know, for the guys that weren't on the podium or didn't even make it to state, it's also something that as long as they're returning, it's also something that they can work for, you know, and hopefully just a reminder that, you know, if we're going to lose, it's not because we're not working hard.
While the wrestling season is over, the athletes continue on as many prepare for the upcoming track and field season that starts just in a few weeks for the opening meets. I'm Zach Collins reporting.